This is Mayor Daley on.
All right. He's on the line.
Thank you.
Hello?
Hello?
Big.
Yes.
Lyndon Johnson.
Oh, Mr. Buzzman, how are you?
Fine. I've been trying to get you. They said they didn't have your number. I thought you was a pretty famous fella out there.
They really did. I was out to a few meetings.
Yeah. Dick, I wanted to tell you, this is in strict confidence, but I had a conversation today and pointed out that I thought our problem was in the border states, and we were going to have a good deal more trouble in another section than we thought, and that we had some very serious things in the Midwest with the farm elements and so forth, and that I thought that I should be frank and honest and candid and say that I had made the decision that this was not the year for the number two place. I would, any other thing in the government I'd be helpful with, and I would not discourage him down the road, but I have to live with myself, and I have to make these decisions as his brother did out in Los Angeles, and that I have great confidence in his patriotism, his capacity, but I didn't feel that, I thought it was inadvisable in the light of what had happened in San Francisco and the nominations, and for him to go for number two this year.
Well, how was it received?
I would say fairly good. He asked me who it was. I told him I hadn't decided, that it was going to be someone that appealed that area. He said that he wanted to help any way he could in the campaign. He would. That I said, what do you want to do afterwards? He didn't know. I told him I'd talk to all the 50 states. That I had come to this conclusion after giving it a good deal of thought for 10 or 12 days, and that I didn't know how it would be 4 years from now or 8 years from now, that I had no envy and no jealousness, and if he felt that he was interested in leaving the country, that I would not, I try to be helpful, consistent with my own duties. But that I didn't think that, I thought I owed it to him being in my cabinet, serving as part of my cabinet, to tell him that I'd reached this conclusion and that it was final.
And you feel better yourself.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, and I think that we were having Mrs. Kennedy probably going to convention and Teddy coming out for him. And
yeah, well, that happened today.
Yeah, and these different things, and what you're going to do is you're going to get something that would hurt the president's memory and hurt everything else. And so I just wish that some way or other, I don't want you to say that I talked to you, because you're the only person I've talked to up to now. But I do think that any way that you can get any information out, that this is